Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Before I start the prayer, I want to tell you that my heart's pretty heavy right now. No, nothing personal has happened, no tragedy. But as I go through the news and as I watch the hearings and as I go through the articles and the news and the articles and the news, it goes on and on and on. But today I read one, and I don't know if this person that wrote it even understands exactly what my heart heard in that article. So I'm going to share it with you later today. But let's go to the Lord. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, afraid, yet we know that there is nothing that shocks you off your throne, and the earth is your footstool. Here comes, fear comes from not knowing, and not that you have revealed to us the truth, and now that you have revealed to us the truth, excuse me, even though there are still many lies and questions in my heart. We must fall on our knees before you and repent, and then follow you into battle for others. We know, O God, your heart, your will is not as much about saving a nation named America, but it is about saving individual Americans. In seeing the evils now, we know how much power the evil one has over many who have given themselves to him. But I've read the end of the book, and I know, without any doubt, your love is more powerful than their hate. Our prayers are more powerful than an impeachment hearing. Your arm is not too short, and you will always, always rescue your people when they repent. The evil one has no power over you. I pray for the safety and your vigilant watch over President Donald Trump and Melania. I ask that you also watch over Vice President Pence and Karen, all their families and advisors. Keep them safe. Make them wise. Draw them closer to you. Bless today's show. I feel the need to share some news that is pointed about how this nation and its people have been taken over, deceived. Bless all my listeners, Father. Give each of us ears that will hear truth, even when we are lied to. Eyes that will see good, even in the midst of darkness. Grant us hearts that are concerned with the salvation of others. And give us the beautiful feet that are anxious to do your will and share your love. The battle is before us. Let us have warriors like King David, brave ones like young Queen Esther, and women such as Deborah, who battled for you. For such a time as this, we bow before you, and we beg your forgiveness, and ask your guidance and your wisdom. Amen.